Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to create family amongst the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 29, Psalm 119, 49 through 72, Isaiah 56, and Matthew 4. Now, if you have children, then you've been given an advanced course in the relationship that God the Father likely has with disobedience of his children. Anger is one simple response. Thank God that he decided to pour his wrath out on his son Jesus for the sake of those who would believe. But I totally get the wrath. Well, as far as my earthly brain can comprehend the thoughts of the one who is very, very infinitely high above me. Now, when you tell your child to do something, you expect it to be done and immediately. When the response is anything other than that, there is then grief, anger, and consequence. If I told Layla, my eldest, to do the dishes, and then instead she spent the next hour trying to figure out my thoughts on her room and whether it should be clean or not, or if she instead spent time looking at our shared calendar to see into next week about what our plans may be, I would be upset, to say the least. Why? Because instead of obedience, she chose the pursuit of something else. Today in Psalm 119, we see passage after passage elevating the law, pointing to God's word as a delight, a comfort. And the psalmist says in 119 verse 60, I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. So should we all be quick to obey our Father's commands. Delayed obedience is disobedience. And then reading in Deuteronomy 29, we continue to see that theme emerge. Moses closes out his lengthy discussion on blessing and cursing with an admonition of obedience to the law. He says in verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, that we may do the words of the law, you guys. It's basically this. Go with what you know. We can get so caught up with all the things that we know are just beyond our current knowledge that we lose out on doing what we already know to do. I especially have this issue as I am so passionate about knowledge and learning new things. If I'm not careful, I can deceive myself into thinking that I am not only in line with God, but that I will think that I am cruising past so many others on this growth track because of my pursuit of truth. However, real growth, the real growth we're after and that God wants for us, it comes as a result of obedience. God reveals that which is for our good and calls us to alignment with it and obedience to it. Any other pursuit, no matter how well-intentioned, is disobedience and outside of his blessing. Now, he whose thoughts and ways are higher knows what you and I need, and he knows when we need to know it. This isn't saying that we shouldn't seek him out. We shouldn't be proactive, chasing him out, pursuing him, seeking truth, and searching out new understanding. We must always be seeking to know more and more of God, knowing him intimately, but we must be sure we are fruitful in our pursuit. That means that prioritizing faithful obedience to what we already know that he has said over seeking new potential insight, right? If you're prioritizing obedience over potential insight, you are in line with Jesus. And if you prioritize insight over obedience, that's an affront to that same Lord who died because of our disobedience, right? The truth that we know is this: it's easier to seek than it is to submit. God isn't simply after seekers, but submitted and committed ones. There's so much we don't know, but that which we know, we must obey. Let's let God own the secret things and obey that which he has already revealed. Rather than debating what we struggle to have full understanding, we should encourage one another into that obedience to which we know is plain. Let's pray and ask God to help us do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that gives us the truth plainly, Lord God. While there are layers to it, while there are things in it that we have yet to fully understand, Lord God, we know that you, through your Spirit, are faithfully leading us in a journey of revelation. It's no coincidence that it goes from Genesis to Revelation. We trust that in the end, we will have revealed to us all that we need to know each and every moment, Lord God. And we pray that your Spirit now would empower our obedience to that which you've already revealed. We thank you and we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. I hope it has blessed you. It blesses me so much to be able to share with you guys each and every day. Head on over to 5bythefire.org if you want to leave a comment there, or you can reply where you see this video, as well as making sure you subscribe, rate, and share. Oh, and hey, if you need prayer, hit me up at armon@unshackledonetwork.org. I'd love to be praying for you. And until tomorrow, be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.